Hey everyone, we started talking yesterday about armoring up before each day. The very first piece of clothing or accessories that Paul mentions here in verse 14 of Ephesians 6 says, "Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist." Now, the belt of truth is the first listed, but also, as you look through the list of things that a Roman soldier would put on in this passage, they are listed in the order in which the soldier would put them on. So it says, put on the belt of truth. Now, the belt is not a weapon. The belts could have weapons and protective things hanging from them. But the Revised Standard Version of the Bible says, having girded your loins with truth. Doesn't that sound old-fashioned? Girding your loins. But girding your loins with truth. So putting on, in essence, the girdle. And this isn't part of the armor, but before the armor could be put on, the garments underneath had to be bound together, and they'd be bound together through the girdle or the belt. And before a person could work or enter a race or fight a battle, they had to be girded. So the belt of truth has to be put on. So what is the belt of truth? And I think the key component of that is the word truth. And this is accepting the truth of the Bible and choosing to follow it. So when we get up in the morning, as we're putting on the armor of God, the first thing we need to do is gird ourselves with the truth of God, to say to ourselves, in essence, today I'm going to live in the truth of God. The Bible is my guidebook. So let's pray about equipping ourselves today with the belt of truth. Father, thank you for this wonderful word picture of how we are to prepare to go into the battle of this world against the enemy each and every day. And Lord, we're reminded today to put on the belt of truth, or to be girded with truth. And that truth is your word. Your word is the truth that we live by, that we choose. And Lord, we know that as we go into today, we're going to be sent a lot of messages, whether we're watching TV, we're online, we're talking to other people, we're at our job or school or work, whatever it is. Lord, we know that we're going to run into teachings and beliefs that are contrary to your truth. And may we stand on your truth. The truth is your word, the Bible. Jesus, you were called in John chapter 1, the truth. And you called yourself the way, the truth, and the life. You call yourself the word and the truth. And we thank you that we can depend on you and your word as we go into today. May our thermostat be set to following your truth today and not the world's. In Jesus' name, amen.